Let's continue over here. In Nedarim on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, right? So we have the case over here. We're trying to understand the question. We're trying to understand the case of Hatfasa, where the person says, Zeh Kozeh, by Basar Zivchei Shlomim Lachazrika. Do we say that he's Matfis in the Bi'ikaro or Behetera, meaning the Behashta? Yeah, that's the question. So we were discussing a little bit yesterday the possible svaras of Ikaro, means it goes by the ident by the shame, and even though it's right now in a state of Heter, its abstract identity is Shlomim, and that's what we mean by Zeh Kozeh. We're referencing this as a particular expression of its the shame Shlomim, which does not admit of change, and it always has the shame. The perfect shame of Shlomim is intrinsically a shame of Isser. And or does it go by now, Behetera? Yeah. It's interesting it doesn't use the term now, it uses the term Behetera. Because the other possibility is we're just gonna go by the characteristics that it exhibits. So that's why it doesn't use Ikaro and Hashta. It's not a time question. It's a question of conceptually. Is it going by its essence, by its ikar, by what it makes it what it is, that's Shlomim, or is it just taking it as a cheftza? And that would be the characteristics that it has. So it picks up on the characteristic of Heter. All right, but anyway, let's go, let's take a look at, so the Gemara tries to prove it from our Mishnah. All right, Tashma, no sir, upigol. Yeah. Vaha no sir, upigol achas vigas damam hu. So what's the raya? So the raya is, if a person says this should be nosar alai. Now nosar is after zrikas damim, the Tosha says. I mean the Gemara says. Meaning to say, nosar is is after you have a kosher. Hakrava, and then you have the basar that is supposed to be eaten, let's say by the shlamim. So then, if it's past the time that is allotted, depending on the carbon, then it has an isser of nosar. So the Mishnah says, if a person says, "This is nosar to me," or "Your food is nosar to me," whatever it is, kikar is a nosar alai. That is a din of hatfasa bidavar hanader. Now, nosar itself is not an iser neder, right? So therefore, it's referring to the neder. It's referring to the carbon that the nosar is chal in. But the carbon that the nosar is chal in is the carbon lachazrika. So the Gemara says that is a raya. Well, that would seem to be a proof that if a matvis bekarbon la'achas rikas domim, it still is a davar another because I go by its ikar, by ikaro, by what its initial identity is. Okay, because everything now is just a particular of what its initial identity is. Its initial identity was a davar another. Now the Gemara says like this. Hold on, give me 1 second. Yeah. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Amale Rav Huna braid Rav Nosan bin Nosar shel Ola. So this case is Nosar of an Ola. Now why does that change things? So the Ran says, Da'afilu Timtzalomar de bidahashto komatvis. Even if you're going to go by now, by the current state, akati nidre lo poka. Deha ola asura afilu lachazrika. So that's the difference between an ola and the shlamim. By the shlamim, it has a heter achila after zrika, but the ola never has a heter. So the shame iser in the shame iser that came from the neder continues throughout the continues even after zrika. It's interesting, even though we say that after zrika there's a ritzoi, but the point is it still is considered kulul Hashem, right? We're not talking about the question of whether it's not. We weren't saying yesterday that after the kiyum of the avoda, there's no more shame neder. We were saying yesterday the shame neder is related to the identity of kulul Hashem. So by the basar of the ola, even after zrikas damim, it still has the shame of kulul Hashem, because it's kulul kolul. So therefore, the Gemara says, the case of nosar is nosar of an ola, and therefore you can't prove anything. Well, let's see. He says, im kain. At least that's what he wants to say. That you could learn it that way, so you wouldn't be able to prove. Maybe really we do go by hashta, and the only reason it's good is because it's nosar. Im kain lisni kibosar ola. Yeah, what is that question? Tosa Ran. E Omer Bishlamo Delav Beola Mairi Nokat Noser Lashma Inan de Bi Karo Kon Matvis. So if you're gonna tell me that the Pshat is that it's not an Ola, so then it makes sense why the Mishnah says Noser. That's a Chiddush. And what's the Chiddush? De Bi Karo Kon Matvis. Okay. Because the point is like this: when the person says nosar, he's not being matfis the iser nosar, right? Because the iser nosar is definitely a new iser. So it's always just a reference to the underlying heftz of the carbon. So what's the chiddush of saying nosar? If it's basically, so you say it'd be a chiddush to say nosar dafka if it's a shlamim lachas rikas domim. Because then you'll say, even though you're referring to the carbon, and the carbon right now is in the state of heter, it still is bi'ikaral. That's the chiddush. Eli'i amr de ba'ola mairi, mairi busi de nosar, akati nidre lo poka, vi'ihachi lisni basar ola. But if you're talking about an ola, so then there's no chiddush, because even when it is nosar, it still has the same iser from before. So just say basar ola. It's not the greatest question, but okay. So the Gemara's answer is the obvious. I mean, I think it's the Gemara's answer is like this: lo mi boi komar, lo mi boi basar ola de asar da be carbon kol matfis noser upigol de ola istrich solkadai de chamina ki iser nosar ki iser pigol. So then you're gonna say that the chiddush is, don't think that because the guy mentions nosar, that he's being matfis b'isser. That would be the chiddush. Really, you're right. Could have said ola, but of course, if he says ola, that's gonna be aser. But even if he says pigel, which is not a davar hanadar and davar aser, kamash malon, that we say that his das is in reference to the underlying identity and not that iser itself. Okay, let's just get the pshat and we'll come back to the tosis. Now the Ran follows through over here in the way he learned the Mishnah. I'm not sure if you followed along here. He says like this. He says, "Ulefi mashe pirashdi b'mishnah seinu, the benosar upigol lo boi Rabbi Yehuda chof hadimyon." So, if you're going to learn that, if you go like my pshat, the Ran says, on the Mishnah, that by nosar and pigol, you don't need the chof hadimyon, okay, because that's a quality. But if it was Ola, you would need the Chaf HaDimyon, because that's not a quality, that's an entity. So then, Bedinhu, the Lishni Lei, Dilachitana noser pigol. Velotana basar ola. Vilash lashminan de bahani afilu belocha fademion mitzar. So according to the Ran says, according to my pshat, the Gemara could have really given a different answer. Because he said, why does it teach you noser and pigol? Dafka to teach you the chiddush that you don't need the chafadimyon. Whereas if it says ola, it would need the chafadimyon. He says, and that is true. El da adifa mine shani le. Gemara gave a better answer. Okay. Now, I mentioned yesterday the question of what exactly are we talking about? Are we talking about a piece of ola that's in front of him? Are we talking about he just mentions a piece of ola, and then what does it mean to say that we're talking about an ola, a noser of an ola? Does that mean he says that? It's a little unclear from the Gemara. But Tosus seems to take up this question. Take a look at the Tosus. He says, we'll skip the first part. He says the first part is about pigle. He says like this: Vim Tomar Ha Kevan de Omar Behedja bin Nosar. And this is kind of the problem that we mentioned yesterday when we were thinking about the possibility of whether he actually says Nosar or not. So he says, if you can lend a shot that he says Hareze Kikaze Alai Nosar. Vinosa havi liolam laachas rigas domim, and that's the fact. Assuming that fact to be true, that nosar is always after zrikas domim. Im kain havi kilu omar laachas rigas domim. So then it's the same thing as if a guy says kikazer lai kishlamim laachas rigas domim, because nosar is laachas rigas domim, and therefore. When he says nosar, he's specifically saying it should be like achas rigas damim. And we said in the Gemara that if the person actually enunciates that, then it's definitely betera komatvis. So how's it possible to say that the answer here is that he says, how's it possible to say that when he says nosar, it'll be usher because of he's matfis biko. It just simply goes against the whole premise that we're starting with, right? He says, "The noser havi liolam lachas rikas damim kain havi kiilu omar lachas rikas damim de pash de pshita loch leel de mutter im kain kasha the hamashma de rava ba lifshel haboy." So he says, it comes out like this. It comes out that the Gemara started out with a chakira. The Gemara says it's pashat if he says la'achas rigas damim that should be no neder, should not be a neder. The only question is when he's not referencing la'achas rigas damim, is that a neder or not? And now the Gemara seems to be coming out with a statement saying that even if, now Rava seems to be resolving by reversing what the Gemara considered pashat to begin with. It says even in the case of la'achas, where he says la'achas rigas damim, it should be asur. But then Rava would really be contradicting what happened before, not simply coming to answer the question that was left. Right? Is that clear? Yeah, one more time. The Gemara starts off with the premise over here that if a person says, actually enunciates the words, that this will be ke shlomim lachas rigas damim, right? I deka oma behedja lish, that's the Gemara says. If a guy says, Harei alai kebosar zivchei shlom l'achas rikas domim, and he actually said that, then the Gemara says he's definitely beheterika matfis. That's not even a question. So the only question is where he has bosar zivchei shlomim on the table, and they were l'achas rikas domim, and another piece of meat on the table, and he says zeh kozeh, right? But if he said specifically, this should be like bosa zivchei shlom lachas rikas damim, it would definitely be mutter. So then the Gemara says, what about nosar? Right? Isn't nosar, by nosar, the Mishnah says is mutter. Right? And Rava wants to, is usher. So Rava wants to prove from nosar that we go by ikaro. Right? The only problem is, Tosus is clearly learning, by the way, not all of Rishonim learn this way, but Tosus is learning that here, and the Ran too, that it means the person says, Kika ze'olai nosar. All right, it's not that he has a piece of meat in front of him. He says, kikazer lai nosar. All right. Now, when he says, kikazer lai nosar, so now it's like he is being mefaresh that this kikar should be to me like basar lachas rikas dalam. There's a guy has a piece of meat on the table and he points at it, zeh kazeh. Okay, so you'll say that he's not specifying what he's referring to. And he's just saying whatever is here should be transferred over there. And then we have our chakira. What is he thinking about? Or what is the what's that mechanism of borrowing from a physical object and applying it to another one? Is it a matter of abstracting out and taking the most abstract form? Or is it taking the particular qualities and applying whatever and applying them in whatever way is possible? But when the person says specifically and references a thing in specific, then that's what he's doing. So over here, Tosa says it's going to be a problem when he says kikar zeh olai nosar. Nosar is always after zrikas dam. So then it's like he's being mafarish kikar zeh olai kibasar lach zrikas dam. So how should that? So now it sounds like Rava is contradicting the very first point that we made, that it's pashut, that it's mutter when he's mafarish. Now Rava is saying, oh, you see from here that by nosar it's usar. But Tosa's question is, that sounds like a case of mafarish. And that sounds like Rava now is contradicting the entire premise. But the style of the Gemara indicates Rava is simply coming, is not upsetting any of the givens. He's just coming in to answer the unresolved. So what's Tosa's answer? So he says like this. He says, yeah, Yesh Lomar, the low dummy. The hosom mi de herich beloshon la achar zrikas domim vadai bo inon le heter. Oval gabi nosar lo herich beloshono yoser me ilu omar zekoze. Ma shayach le meimar mishum de matvis bin nosar. Behashto mitzar, deha davar asru. El al korchach mishum de meikara matvis. Okay, the lashon is a little bit tricky, but let's take the first part first. So what's his chiluk over here? He says it's not similar because over there the guy is marich, and he says la'achar zrikas damim. That's a lot. That's three whole words. What does he mean? He's marech. So he says certainly over there, we have to be matir. But by nosar, when the guy says harei zeh kikar zeh olai nosar, he's not being any wordier than if he would have just said zeh kozeh. Well, what does he mean? And now he goes to the chakir. Ma shayach lemeimar. How do you read this part? Mishum de matvis binosar. Now he's going through the question, right? So, do you say like this, that since he referenced nosar, okay, and nosar is an iser, so therefore it's like a davar ha'aser, right? Now, if you're gonna, now he's trying to explain how it's a raya. When he says nosar, and nosar is in a state of iser, right? V'hashta mitzar da davar ha'aser hu. That's not good, davar ha'aser. El al korchach mishum de meikara mitfis. In other words, why is it a neder when he says no, sir? It's not going by the now. We're still thinking it's shlomim, right? So it can't be going by the now, because the nosar, the now of the nosar, is just the iser nosar, which is davar ha'aser. So it must be that it's a reference to the initial state of the carbon. So that's how it's a raya that we go meikar. Right? Just trying to get the chat. But what's the svar over here? What's his svar over here of saying being marich or not being marich? What does he mean by that? Or what's the definitive idea of being marach. It just sounds like a descriptive thing, marach. So what? What's the difference if he's marach or not? And how do you define marach? And it doesn't sound like just counting the words. So it seems like he's trying to figure out like this, saying that when you use a description and you're not saying zekoze, so now you're talking about an abstract entity. You're not talking about a particular entity, right? Zekoze is a particular entity. Here you're describing a certain state. It's not a particular entity. It's a description of an entity. So the question is, the details that you put into that description are going to show how you're relating to that idea, to that fictitious entity that you're referencing. So he says, if a person says bos kikar zel lie, kishlomim la'achar zrikas domim, all of those details of la'achar zrikas domim, that's an elaborate description, and therefore it's mashma that those qualities are essential to his maisa of hatfasa. He's trying to be matfis. Part of that is, description can have two functions. It could either just define the object that you're talking about and the state of when you're referring to it, or it could be part of what you're being matfis itself. It could be part of the thing that you're trying to carry over. So he says the difference is in how elaborate his description is. Is he saying more than just reference, than the bare minimum to reference an object in a certain state? So I have to think about it a little bit more. But he seems to be saying, when the guy says kikar ze alai ki shlomim la'achar zrikas domim, that's a description that is more than is necessary, and it's let's put it this way, it has a certain amount of of imagery. It just has a certain amount of the particulars that you are using to describe it by, which indicates that you're trying to carry over those qualities. But one second. But if the person just says nosar, he's just trying to define a certain. He's just trying to identify an object in a certain time, in a certain time frame. An object, you know, now it's like a zeh. Because nosar is like, once he says kika zeh alai nosar, he's simply using nosar as a reference point to when this chefza, which chefza am I talking about? But he's not using the nosar as a description of the qualities that he's trying to attach himself to. You understand? So nosar is like zeh. I'm really referring to a bus, to a kudshim. But at what point am I referring to the kudshim? Which piece of the, there's all in the realm of, in the imaginative realm of kudshim, there are possibly an infinite number of choices. In the abstract realm of kudshim, and the kudshim that exists in the imagination, so there are different. There are different entities of the kudshim of the imagination. So the nosar is just pointing to one, like this. But it's not part of the description. If I say bosar la'achar zrikas domim, then he holds it's a description of the state that I'm. It's a description. It's part of the description of the qualities themselves. It's the bosar of the achar zrikas domim. It's the basar that has the qualities of achar zrikas domim that I'm referring to. As opposed to nosar, he's saying that's just a minimum. That's just I'm just specifying the point of I'm just specifying a specific. I'm just specifying which piece I'm talking about. Not. Now, his description can have the function of identification. Okay, just simply identifying an object. Where is it? It's the piece that's located in X, Y, and Z, in these coordinates. The coordinates are not part of its qualities. It's just a way of identifying it. That, he says, is Lashon Kotzer. Zeh kozeh, just identifying. This piece should be like what? Like that. Nosar, he says, has that quality of just like that. We can think about it a little more. But when the guy is Ma'arech, and he's saying, Kebosar, Keshchit, Keshlamim, La'achar, Zrikas, Domim, so then he's saying that description is already part of what it is that you're trying to be matfis. The description can be part of the qualities, or it can be part of, or just identifying the object. The difference is whether you're Ma'arech. Right. Tosus is trying to. I'm trying to go back. I mean, I'm continuing to learn this Tosus in the derech that we started out with yesterday. And the point is like this: that when it is in front of you, so then you say zeh kozeh. Means you're attaching yourself to the, then that's just a reference to the object. And now we get into the, when you're referencing the object, as Tosus is learning, the question of ikaro or hetera is only a question when it's a reference to an object, okay? And ze koze. Now you have a question, what is that, how do we take that reference? So that's a question when you have an object in front of you and you do zekozeh. Question is, how do you replicate this question when you're just describing something with your dibor? Given the fact that we know the description of something, the description of basar lachas rikas damim actually is considered to be hetera. So have a form of the zekozeh in the dibor when dibor necessitates description. And the Gemara seems to say once you're describing a state of heter, it's automatically hatfasa beheter. So Tosus is saying it's not that when you describe it, it's automatically going to be a hatfasa in the heter. He says there's two ways of describing. There's a way of describing where you are including the qualities in the thing, in the entity, in the hatfasa itself, and then there are ways of describing where it simply is like an abstract pointing. So he's saying we'll have to try to fill in the blanks a little bit better. But he's saying when you say kikar ze olai kibosar la'achas rikas domim, that's a description of what you're being matfis. But if you say kikar zeh olai nosar, then you're simply using the nosar as like a pointer conceptual pointer to an imagined entity of kudshim that happens to be in a certain state lachas rikas damim. But that's not part of its description. So when you say basar zeh olai nosar, that's ki'ilu you're doing zeh kozeh. Because you're referencing it without including the qualities of heter in the reference. So that's simply like zeh kozeh. But once I include the qualities of heter in the reference, then it's like my maisa of hatfasa is going to be on the entire description. Yeah, Josh? Let's continue, Lewis. Now Tosus is like this. So how do you do the case of Ola? What do you do when you say no, sir, of Ola? So Tosus seems to continue with this idea. That it must be that you said nosar shel ola, right? So he says umeshani, and the Gemara answers bin nosar shel ola sheyesh bo meila liolam. Avoleka lifirushi de bin nosar stam tolinon lebo ola lahachmir. So it must be the guy said, Kikazalai, no sashal ola. It does not mean that you can't interpret the Gemara to mean that when you say nosar, we will assume or we will relate it to nosar of ola automatically. That we'll say he must have been referring to a nosar of ola, just like a stam lahachmer. Im kain, my parach lisni kibosar ola haribusa tvei. Osalash meinan. Yeah, I want to say, Im kain, my parach, lisni kibasar ola. He's just explaining that if the Gemara really means to say that all he said was nosar, but we're talin on that it's ola, that it's a nosar of ola, then the Gemara's question doesn't make sense. Of lisni basar ola. No, it's a big chiddush to tell me that even though I just say ola, even though I just say nosar, it means nosar shal ola. So therefore, it must be that he actually says, nosar shel ola. So then the Gemara is a good question. If he's saying nosar shel ola, so then that's pasha. Then just say ola. What's the value of nosar? You're already referencing specifically ola. So that's the chiddush of the other thing. That once he says no, maybe you'll say since he says nosar, it's his das is on the iser nosar. Okay. Now we're going to try the next tosis. So the next tosis is like this. He says, what's the Gemara's chiddush? Kamash malon, that even though he says nosar, he's really matfis in the karban. Right? Even though he says nosar, yeah, well, we don't say, you might have thought, now he's a matfis bedover ha'asar, kamash malon, what? So tosis says, puts it in a funny way. He says, "Kamash malon, de bimeikara, bekedusha sakarban kamatvis." Now he puts in that one word over there, "kimeikara," meaning to say what? That even though nosar is an iser, yeah, and that iser is davar ha'aser, not a davar ha'nodar. So it would not be a good neder if he's really trying to be matvis on the iser of nosar. So why is it good? Because we say, even though he mentions nosar, what's he really matfis in? The ikar kedushas hakarban. The ikar kedushas hakarban. So he doesn't mean he's matfis in the iser nosar. He's matfis in the ikar kedusha of the carbon. Okay. But remember, the ikar kedusha of the carbon is right now. It has that kedusha right now. So that's why his question is a little funny. He says, Vim Toma, Mikol Makom, Tifshot, Boi. But he says, but still, why don't we use this to prove, to answer our question? Ki hechi da omar hocha, di afagav di ika le misli bedover ha iser de hashta, havitalinan le bedover ha iser de meikara. See, it's a little different use of the word hashta and meikara, though. He says, why don't you say the same thing here? Even though the guy says nosar. When the guy says nosar, so it's possible to say that to make it dependent on the davra asar, to relate it to the davra asar of nosar, of the hashta, he's calling that. But havatalinan le bedavra asar, de meikara. But still, I'm not sure why they take out the few lachi. And we're told it on the original Dover Asar, meaning the carbon. Hachanami dika lemisli behetera dehashta talinan lomar biikarka matvis. So he says, look, why doesn't this still prove to you the basic question? That even though the guy is referencing something that is not itself a good reference, we relate his neder back to the underlying state, the underlying identity. So just like by nosar, the iser nosar is not an iser to be tola, a neder on, but since there's an alternative, meaning the kudshim, the underlying shame kedusha of the karban, so we say that that's what it's relating to. so too, that itself should resolve our problem. Why is that any different than the original question, where it's in a state of heter, but it also has an underlying identity of carbon? Why don't I say, even though it's a noser of an ola, it still requires that I am tola the neder in the ikaro of the davar, and not in the hashta that I'm referencing. So what's the difference if the hashta is a nosar and the ikaro is carbon, or if the hashta is heter achil after achas rikas dam? In both of the cases, whatever it is that is now, or whatever quality is presenting now, is not a quality of nether. But yet, I say, we go by my car. It's an interesting question. So he says, V'yesh lomar d'lo domi, hocha shesof sof mochiach shel iser atzmo kamachavin. See, what's interesting about this Tosas is he seems to be taking the question much more into a Kavana realm. So he says, logically, there's no difference. It's interesting. Saying logically, there's really no difference. But what's the difference? That since in the case of Nosar, he's referencing something that's Asar. So we see for sure he has Kavanas Isar. It's like the last sugi we're doing. Chulin, lo chulin, lo ochalach. Right? Once it's muchach, that he's coming to create iser, then ki talinan bedavar ha'aser. He means davar another. Aval el, the ikalim misli, behetero de hashta, velo balos lesser atmo, ikalim meymar, behetero kamatis. So he wants to say that it's a question of whether it's muchach that he's coming to do. And there was this idea. He wants to basically throw it back into that question of, can we say stam lahachmir? So he's saying you're only going to say the concept of the stam lahachmir when it's muchach that he's coming to make an iser. Then we'll say, we'll be tole it on the, then we'll interpret the zeh kozeh into the reference of the carbon. It's always going to come down to that question. That's the way he's learning it. That stam nedarim lahachmir, it's true he's not referencing that specifically, but it's similar to that idea. That when a guy uses his lashon, so the lashon has to be a lashon of davar hanador. And just like we say stam nedarim lahachmir, that once we know you're coming to make a neder, we'll interpret or we will define the lashon that you use as the lashon of nedarim, the lashon of a davar another. So even though a guy just says it will be ki yayin nesach, and yayin nesach could be either iser or avoda, since it's clear that he's coming to create iser, so then we'll say that already has defined the terminology of from the entities that are viable. So it's going to be considered in the din of the statement, it will be defined as a davar another. From the hochocha of what he's doing. Not that's necessarily what he's thinking, but that statement, that dibor, has that din. Similar way he's saying over here, it sounds like, that when the guy says zeh kozeh, it's not, in terms of the lashon, it's not muchach, that he is which entity it's referencing, and since it's not muchach at all that he's coming to make a neder, we can't say that it's stam lachmer. But what if a guy would say later what he meant? Would that work for him over here? Maybe. But you can't make it more muchach later. Sounds like he's saying in these when there is this ambiguity intrinsically to what you're doing, unless it's muchach, it doesn't have the statement. It doesn't have the quality of hafla. Let's go a little further. He says, "Or inami shani hacha the davar ha'aser the hashta lo chayel ki im mikoach kedushas davar hanodar dimei ikara." Ulefi tirat sheni nicha hahi the shvuos paragimel. All right, I don't want to wade into that now. But what's the second answer? That what? That the nosar. That means the davar asur dahashta. That means the nosar is only chal because of the kedushas davar hanader demeikara. In other words, what is nosar? Nosar is from the kedusha. Yeah, but then why don't you say that with any nosar? Why does it have to be only nosar of ola? Unless he means here it's different because it's coming from the it's like the opposite state of the carbon that is of the kedushas carbon that exists right now. It's a little unclear what he means by this answer. Ba, that it's lo chal kiim mikoach kedushas dover hanodo din meikara. But it still is only one as an ola. I'm not sure what he's referencing in Shuas Paragimel. Shuas Paragimel is the sugya that's coming up next, but I'm not sure what exactly he's referencing over there. Truth is, the first answer also I don't understand. Why don't you say so? Why does that say no sir of Ola? Why don't you say the same thing? Say he says no sir, even if it's not Ola. He has kavanah to be, he has das to be, to create an iser. And why can't we be tola now on the ikker karbon? See, he sounds like he's saying like this. It sounds like he's looking at it like a transition, okay? And he's looking at saying there are two transitions. There's a transition from iser to heter of zrika, and then there's the transition from Isser neder to Isser nosar. Okay. And he sounds like he's asking that question. Why don't I say, just like when I'm going from the Isser of Kudshim, which is nador, to the Isser neder, to the Isser nosar, which is not, I relate back to the original state, to the cause. But when I go from heter, when I go from Isser to heter, I don't relate back to the Isser state before the Zriga, right? Because he's not asking a question over here. He's not learning over here that this would be the same as this case of Nosar is not the Nosar of Shlomim. It's the Nosar of Ola. The Nosar of Ola is different, right? We're not talking about the Nosar of Shlomim. Nosar of Shlomim in the Havamina was just saying it's the Basar Lachas Rikas Dam. The Nosar of Ola, the Gemara is saying, no, there's a Havamina that he means that there's a choice now. Is it the Nosar of the Ola, or is it the state of the Ola from before the Nosar? But the state of the Ola before the Nosar was Nisar Nodar, was a Davar Nodar. So when you have this phenomenon of the transition, and he's referencing the effect, can we say it goes back to the cause? That seems to be the way he's learning. Meikaro, I think he means to say the state prior to the nosar. And that's his question. It's true this is a different, I'm learning it a little differently than I started out. It's true that this is a slightly different progression, right? But it's the same. It should represent the same question, as the original question is. It starts out with kedushas karbon, and then zrika causes it into the state of heter, and then zrika puts it into the state of heter. So if I reference it in its state of heter, can that be considered a hatfasa to the cause, to the original state of that caused it, or not? So he says, well, why don't you look at Nosar? Nosar is a state, is the effect of the original state of the Ola that had the Kedushas carbon. And when I say Nosar, we say I'm referencing the Ikaro, the original state. So doesn't that show you whenever I do a zekozeh, I'm considered to be matfis in the original state, in the state that was that preceded this, in the state that this is an effect of, right? So his first answer is no. It's only when you show that you mean iser that we can decide which state you mean. Do you mean the present state, or are you referring to the causative state? That's his first answer. His second answer is that the only time he says that it's different. There's a different relationship between nosar and the kedushas korban. And the heter after the zrika. It's a little unclear. But it seems to be that the iser of nosar is actually the very shame of the kudshim l'achazman. That's what nosar is. It's kudshim l'achazman. Okay. But basar after zrikas damim is not just another state of the basar. It's a mati was applied. It has a different quality. You don't relate it back in the same way. In other words, nosar is kind of like an opposite of the carbon. So it shares its identity in a certain negative way. It has a certain identity of the kudshim. What is nosar? It's the kudshim lachazman. Okay. In other words, what creates nosar? It simply is the chalos shame of kudshim la'achazmanam. So the very identity of nosar is chal only from the kodesh, from the shame kodesh itself. So nosar and the shame of the kedushas korban are intrinsically related, as opposed to the shlomim la'achazrikas damim. It's the zrikas damim really is mashlim the avoda. And now this is simply la'achar. This is simply a remnant. This is simply, I would say, a byproduct, or a leftover. It's not the kudshim transitioning into another state. It's not another form of the kudshim. The kudshim is over. Over there, pigul is like an iser kudshim. It's like the kudshim in a state of iser, like tumah. It's like a contrary. So that identity is you can say has a reference to the Ikaro. But this is just simply you don't say that by the Basar L'Achaz Rikas Damim. Doesn't have that same relationship. It was processed in a way. It was only usher until the Kiyam Avodah occurred. Kiyam Avodah occurred. Now there's a heter. But it's not, the heter is not chal from the koach of the kedusha of the Basar. The heter is chal simply because the koach of the kedusha is removed. It's not transformed into another form, into another state. No, sorry, saying you can learn it like that. The kedusha is never poka. The Gemara says kedusha hecha poka. You don't say that kedusha is poka by its own. So now it comes out. It has the identity of kedusha's carbon, and the iser is really chal in that very kedusha's carbon. And it's a negation. You're not allowed to engage the kedushas carbon anymore. But you don't say that by the Basar L'Achaz Rikas Damim. Can't say the Basar L'Achaz Rikas Damim is now retains and contains the original identity of the kudshim. It's a completely separate step. Okay, I don't know if that's what you're saying, but it makes sense.